Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign. The census, which is required by the Constitution, is taking place this year. The census affects essential things like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. There is no question pertaining to citizenship. Your responses cannot be used against you or shared with other agencies. You can participate in the 2020 census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 844-468-2020. Let's work together to make sure everyone in Colorado is counted. Con apoyo de la campaña del censo de 2020 del condado de Boulder, este año nuestra nación realizará el censo requerido por la Constitución. El censo afecta a lo esencial, como la asistencia médica, la educación y la infraestructura. No hay una pregunta de ciudadanía, y sus respuestas no pueden ser utilizadas en su contra ni ser compartidas con otras agencias. Puede participar en el censo de 2020 en my2020census.gov o por teléfono al 844-468-2020. Trabajemos para asegurar que todos cuenten en Colorado. Aries.
Support comes from the Boulder Public Library Summer of Discovery, presenting Our Connected Stories, beginning on Monday, June 15th. More information can be found at boulderlibrary.org/summer or by calling 303-441-3100. It's 2:01 and you are listening to the Afternoon Sound Alternative here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
lately I've been pondering, where's my baby been all this time? If I was in your shoes, I would reassure.
If there's one thing I know, it's how to make you feel right at home. Oh, just take the pan and eat it up. Can't you tell it's overwhelming? Oh, the love inside my nanny's eyes. She stood up when I was sick all night. Oh, it's taking time to realize she's gone. But the peace has fallen. No.
For calling.
Support comes from KGNU listener members and by Twist and Shout, a locally owned and independent Denver record store offering an eclectic mix of music, online orders, and curbside pickup available. More information at twistandshout.com.
Dirty, I face the wrath from my crew.
Only made me crazy.
And that was Yaeji, When I Grow Up. And before that, we had Thundercat featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Lil B with Fair Chance. Before that, the Buttertones with Bebop. We also had Aleppo, and that was Basil and the Supernaturals featuring Ashkur. Laura Marling with Strange Girl, Soft Gun by Girl Skin, and EOB with Deep Days, and starting out with Aesop Rock at about 2 o'clock, and Drums on the Wheel, an instrumental version by them. And I just got an email from a listener in Idaho saying that he has been enjoying the Afternoon Sound Alternative. There's a shout out to you in Idaho. I hope you're staying safe and enjoying the weather up there too. It is 2:31. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Your heartless darling, oh,
was a nice little music interlude, Walk Jam by Richard Houghton. We also had Escalator Ism by Peel Dream Magazine. Eve Tumor with Gospel for a New Century. And just want to remind people that coming up at 3 o'clock, listeners on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, or online at kgnu.org, will hear Metro, KGNU's afternoon local news and public affairs program. That comes after our afternoon headline news at 2:55 with Maeve Conran. And news programming will continue through 7 o'clock, at which time the music picks up again with Schulte Gale. And let's see, if you want to keep that music going, you can go to afterfm.com, and there is plenty to find there. It's 2:40 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Stop dreaming about you. I can't stop wondering why. Oh, the days are long and the nights are longer still. Suddenly lost is in front of me, looking every bit as fearless as your tears. No matter how hard I try, need walked into, sat down like it realized what the rest of the world. Every time that you come near, you're not even my type. I don't want your life, I'm not interested in you. All the things I hear, no reason to live. I don't want you near, I don't even believe in love.
author, underwriter, got a dog in the fight, but I'm a lover, not a fighter, and we can't begin till we find a way in. Trying to reconcile the past with the present, which one fits and which one doesn't, and we shed our skin just to find a way in.
Thank you. So good.
With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. The Rocky Mountain National Park is reopening today, having been closed in March to prevent community spread of the coronavirus. In March, the mayor of Estes Park wrote to the Secretary of the Interior requesting that the park close temporarily to protect the town from an influx of visitors and the possibility of community spread of the coronavirus. Travis Mahalak, the town administrator for Estes Park, says that in the intervening months, a lot of work has been done at a state and county level, so town officials are confident in things beginning to reopen.
We are very confident in the park's ability under their plan and the timed entry proposal, which was adopted or approved rather today, or the approval was announced today, for the park to open in a manner that is safe and protects our community. Certainly, it's a balance. As the park reopens, we need to balance how the town operates safely, but how the town operates, because as the state and the governor have mentioned a number of times, the virus will be with us for a while. So we really need to find a way forward that is not only safe, but is psychologically and economically sustainable. So it's a beautiful day outside. I talked to the superintendent this morning, and things were going according to plan. So far, so good. We will see what the rest of the week brings. Certainly, there are challenges ahead as the park seeks to implement their approved timed entry system.
Restaurants around the state are beginning to reopen today under strict regulations. They can only operate at a maximum of 50% capacity with no more than 50 patrons inside, and tables must be spaced 6 feet apart. KGNU's Ros Brown says at last night's meeting, Boulder City Council heard guidelines for the reopening of restaurants in the city.
Following the go-ahead from Governor Jared Polis on Monday, Boulder issued an emergency order yesterday to get the ball rolling. Assistant City Manager Yvette Bowden.
The city has waived administrative fees, as you suggested, and waived temporarily the minimum parking requirement for retailers across the city.
Bowden says the new rules allow temporary outdoor seating areas on public and private property. West Pearl between 9th and 11th Streets, plus part of an adjacent alley on 10th Street north of Pearl, will be closed to traffic, as will the street used for events on University Hill.
One half block west on Pennsylvania from 13th up until that alleyway there between 12th and 13th. This is infrastructure that was built for this kind of flexible retrofitting, and so we'll be moving forward with that.
The city hosted a webinar about the process Tuesday, now posted at the city's website for businesses that missed it. It details a streamlined process for the city to review applications from restaurants that want to participate, with the goal of a 3-day turnaround. That means some restaurants could be up and running by the weekend. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.
Contaminated water from the Suncor refinery north of Denver has been flowing into the South Platte River and Sand Creek. The Denver Post reports that a sheen of benzene and other chemicals first surfaced on Sand Creek on May 7th. In a message on the company's Facebook page today, Suncor says it's been working to bolster the containment area from which the contaminated water is leaking. The company message went on to say that the significant rain on Sunday created higher water levels and increased flow in Sand Creek. As a result, water breached the containment area. The petroleum refinery in Commerce City has been criticised over the years for water and air pollution. In March, it was subject to a $9 million settlement to resolve air pollution violations. That represented the largest payment over air quality violations that the state has ever required for one facility. You can find more of our local news coverage online at news.kgnu.org. I'm Maeve Conran. Stay tuned for the community calendar.
This week's community calendar is sponsored by KGNU Presents Sunday Live at 5 on Facebook. KGNU is kicking off a weekly live stream showcase from our Facebook page every Sunday at 5 p.m. featuring local musicians. This Sunday, May 31st, classical guitarist Michael Dalala will perform. This is the community calendar for Wednesday, May 27th. At 3 p.m., Silicon Flatirons presents Privacy, Security, and Legal Ethics in a Remote Work Environment, part two of their four-part virtual series, Legal Perspectives on Physical Distancing and Its Impact, addressing questions and considerations on the impacts and developments in response to the spread of COVID-19. To register for this free event, go to siliconflatirons.org.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Metro.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by Attention Homes, a local nonprofit providing safe housing and supportive services to youth facing homelessness in Boulder County. More information about Attention Home programs and how you can help mitigate homelessness at attentionhomes.org.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener member and by Studio Arts Boulder, a community art studio offering pottery classes for children, teens, and adults. Studio Arts Boulder is now enrolling for hand-building and wheel-throwing summer camps. Details can be found at studioartsboulder.org.
This is Science Moab, a radio show exploring the science and the learning about the scientists. I'm Christina, and today we're talking about the different ways of understanding the world that exist here on the Colorado Plateau. We know there is a lot of great Western science that happens here, but there is also long-held indigenous knowledge that is centered on knowing this place. Today, we talk about these knowledges and how to speak across them.
This world is contained with many knowledges. We have a sphere of science as one, Zuni knowledge as another, maybe Navajo and Hopi and others kinds of knowledges. How do we start to bring in those different knowledges? I see them as being not something that would contradict science. It's really they enhance each other.
Today on Science Moab, we're speaking with Jim Enote. Jim is a Zuni writer, farmer, and the CEO of the Colorado Plateau Foundation. Jim is also a trained scientist, and we talk with him about the different ways that Western scientists and indigenous communities both understand the world and maintain the knowledge they've gained. Jim explains how we can begin to speak across those understandings to make the world better for both people and the natural environment. Our conversation begins with Jim explaining when he first realized there are multiple ways of understanding the world.
Recognizing that there are different ways of knowing came to me very early when I was young, maybe less than 10 years old and older than 5. I think I remember seeing my great-grandfather going outside just at sunrise, and he would be outside and he would be praying as the sun would come up. And he would have a blanket on because it was usually chilly, even if it was the summer, and especially if it was in winter. But he would come in every morning, and I knew what he was doing. He was praying not only to the sun, but to and with something bigger that I came to understand later as that he was really part of helping to nudge all these things that we might say is a cosmological process, like the sun coming up each day, the day getting longer or shorter, winters changing from short days to longer days in spring and summer, the moon phases, the different kind of seasons and effects that we come to know as like monsoons or things like that, that all those things are happening not external from the world that we live in, that we are actually part of it, that we can be part of influencing it and helping it, nudging it, if you could say that. So when I watched him, I also realized that at the same time, because that's a time when I was in school, and I remember hearing teachers say that the Earth revolves around its axis and there's a solar system, and I was learning